opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A lot of football over the next 45 minutes. NFL no huddle with some Michael Penix audio. We'll get into some college football conversation in 20 minutes as Big 12 Media Day is going on. Deion Sanders was there yesterday, got some quotes from him. We'll get to the back page with Bo as well. One tweet to read quickly in case anyone was worried. I don't think anyone really was, but there's been a lot of talk about it. Jim Bowden, one of the main baseball insiders, one of the guys you can trust most in Major League Baseball as far as reporting goes, tweets out, just to be clear, the Braves have no interest or plans to trade Ronald Acuna, nor will they even consider offers for him, according to multiple GMs who have inquired. Apparently they called Alex Anthopoulos after all the media was talking about these potential Acuna trades. So there you go.
Hey,
rest easy, Braves country.
Hey, Alex. What y'all want for Ronnie?
Click.
That's basically what happened. Hey, man. What y'all want for Ronnie?
Click. That's and all. Blocked.
Yeah, man. Like man.
Blocked and deleted.
He's not going anywhere.
Never call me again.
He's not going nowhere. One, he's great. Two, his contract.
Yeah, he's cheap. He makes $17 million a year. It's insane.
Yeah.
The crazy thing to me, though, is still, like, and I get it, like, you know, it is what it is. But, like, you know, various different people that I have worked with putting out poll questions of, like, would you trade Acuna for whatever the package was?
Yeah.
Poll question. And there was, a large number of people like, nah. Are you crazy?
That's why I asked you. I was like, how is he viewed
are
nationally?
Are you people crazy?
Because he does not get talked about like Judge
no,
and Ohtani.
He doesn't.
That's why I was asking that question.
Yeah.
You know, but no, this dude's a freaking, you know, what he is. La Bista. Am I saying it right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Bestia.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Both of them.
Yep.
He's a beast and the best.
Both of those.
Or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. He's that too. Yeah, I don't like the thing with when people start doing stuff like that. Like, it don't even get me mad or like, no, I don't care because I know it's not gonna happen.
My thing is just always like, where did that come from? You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
where does anything come from?
Yeah, it's amazing. If it comes from nothing, fine.
It's amazing that anybody can say anything.
Pretty much.
And it gets traction, and then people start believing. Even though somebody could just be sitting at his computer and say, watch this, mama. I'm about to get something started. I'm about to make a rumor up, and I'm going to get everybody. I'm going to get one person. Because all you need is one person to retweet it. And then somebody might look at it like, huh. And then it becomes a story. And it ain't just with Ronald Acuna. It's everything.
Everything.
It's everything.
Yep.
Like, you have no credibility. And it's like, well, oh God, I forgot one of my favorite callers who I was talking about holding people accountable. Mm-hmm. There's no accountability when you start a rumor about something and it can be a complete. No, not it could be. It's a complete damn lie.
You're right about that, and I agree with you. And I think you and I care about that, and we'll continue to try to like base our stuff in credibility. But we're not in the credibility era of sports. We're in the clickability.
We're not the credibility of anything.
Of anything. That's right. Yes. Now our world is sports. Yes. But yeah, like
of anything.
Just yeah.
Of anything.
Yeah, we'll just stop there and exactly. say yes in anything. But yeah, we're in the post credibility era of reporting or talking about stuff or what. No one cares about any of it. If it's like, because I texted one of my buddies. I was like, do you guys really think this is like possible? And they're like, nah, but like, I don't know. People get fired up when we bring it up. It's like, all right. And that's your job.
It is
so July. It's mid-July. So it is what it is. It's just kind of like random hot. It's not hot stove because it's the season, but you know what I mean? It's rumor stuff. But yeah, credibility. No one cares about credibility. Like, and when you criticize someone for their credibility, a lot of times they're just like, all right, you're talking about me.
Yep.
So how credible am I not? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not credibility. It's clickability. And that, unfortunately, is the world that we live in. No but not doubt. Here, not from 11 to 2.
Damn right,
11
brother.
To 2.
Damn right.
Trying to be as credible as possible.
We just have fun with stuff, but like if we're going to report, if we say something, like we're having fun with it.
I don't think we've ever reported anything.
I don't, because I ain't no damn reporter.
Yeah.
Media people report.
I think every once in a while, someone's come on, like we had a guest on our show, whether it's a GM or whatever, and they've said something for the first time. And then it's like, whoa, we kind of participated in breaking news. Yeah. We didn't break it.
Yeah.
It was mostly broken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, you know me,
it's like when you sit in an old chair. Did I really break that? This chair is very old. It's been outside for 20 years.
And I don't want no sources.
And neither do I.
I don't want no sources. And don't need no sources. You know why? Because sources make stuff like this happen.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yep. And how do I know my sources right? Just because I know them. I had some drinks with them. We got towed up in Cancun one day. From some of these sources.
I don't know.
Like, who told you that, bro? Don't worry about
sources.
Hey, don't worry about that, dog. You need to. Now, I get that a lot.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah, I get that a lot.
All the time. Oh, here's what I heard.
Here's what I heard.
All right.
Well, you heard it on Facebook.
From who?
Yeah.
First of all, no offense, but who are you? Second of all, where'd you hear that from?
Oh, dude, my child, my 12-year-old boy, is the king of dad. Did you hear? I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, TikTok, they said. What?
Well, let's lead the show with it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're leading the show with it.
I'll make sure I tell Andy.
All right, we're on it. We're on it. We're getting to the bottom of it. Let's get to an NFL no
huddle. Text A, put that on the rundown. Yeah, that's him.
NFL no huddle every day to start the noon hour. Michael Penix sitting down with Michael Vick, a couple left-handed Falcons quarterbacks for the Falcons website. Fun conversation. I would encourage you to check it out, AtlantaFalcons.com. Here is Penix's answer to talking about what it was like sitting behind Kirk Cousins last year.
Last year, you got a taste of some action towards the end of the year. What was it like sitting behind Kirk for about, 14 games, and then you playing, like, the last three games of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of, like, just mental stuff that you take away from it. And obviously, you can't be in the game, but sitting on the sideline, playing the game in my head, you know, best I can, because obviously you can't
mental
simulate. Yeah, you can't simulate the pressure and stuff like that. You know, and just thinking about who I would throw it to in those situations, but it just gave me a lot of confidence going in whenever I got in.
Yeah, makes sense. Good guy to sit behind also. But it's one of those things that, like, we've kind of ended up in this situation that we want teams used to do.
Right.
Right? And they don't do anymore. Like, it kind of can benefit these guys sometimes if you do it.
If you sit.
And again, this is maybe got to a situation that might end up being beneficial. You went about it a way that probably wasn't the right way to do it. But if it ends up being positive in the end, fine. I mean, we had a rookie quarterback sit for a year. That doesn't happen, Randy.
Nope.
Top 10 draft pick sat for a year. That's could be really good.
Nope. I mean, because you're in such a rush to put these guys out there and let them learn on the job. And learning on the job when you have, like, guys that are close to the back end of their career or something like that, or have been, like, that irritates the hell out of you.
Yeah, for those guys.
You know what I mean?
A lot of times, you know, you're a top 5, top 10 draft pick in the NFL. The reason you're playing, the reason you got drafted,
is because
the team's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're in a bad situation as well. So, you know, neither of those things are true in this situation. So that's good.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing with Michael is he's going to continue. His biggest thing is that he came into this offseason as the guy. He's a starting quarterback. He's got every single rep with the ones. And, you know, it's been a process of you know, just learning the position. I went back to because Abe came and asked me about the quarterback thing, and I watched the first episodes, and I was looking at what Kirk was going through, mm-hmm. because the one thing that we were sold on was, well, he's been in this system his entire career.
Right. That was probably more interesting to me.
That was the most.
Than the injury stuff.
That was the most interesting thing to me, Andy, was that right there because.
Because he wasn't comfortable.
Because he wasn't comfortable. And the reason he wasn't comfortable because maybe the terminology was the same, but everything about it was different. Mm-hmm. Kurt ain't play with motions. Kurt didn't play with shifts.
Right.
Kurt didn't do all those different things. And for people to think that that's a easy thing, it's not. When you're a quarterback that's never done it. That was the biggest thing with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron never played with motions and all those different things and shifts. Arthur Smith loves motions and shifts. And that was the same thing that came here. So that was something Kurt had to get with, obviously, coming off the injury and things. And so, you know, Michael's been, this is his second year in this system.
Right.
Like, it was Kurt's first year in this system. This is Michael's second year in the system.
Yeah.
All right.
Michael also comes from a system with a ton of motion, too.
Motions and shifts and all those different things. And so he's, you know, he's more caught up, in my opinion, than maybe Kurt was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Kurt was this point last year.
No, that makes sense because he had a year to sort of sit there and watch and then a couple games to play as well. But, if you didn't – if you haven't watched the quarterback stuff yet.
And you know me, I watch the watch, but then there's certain things, and that caught my –
me too. Yeah. Me too, because everyone was watching it for what he was going to say about the draft and then what it was going to happen when he got his shoulder injured.
Yes.
But that part of it where he was like, I was a bit overwhelmed by everything that was happening with the offense. And, you know, we're trying to figure out week one, like, what was it? T.J. Watt's just too good, or they had him in the pistol? Like, no, he just didn't. He was not comfortable with the offense.
He wasn't comfortable in the offense.
And remember, go back and remember – one of the turnovers they had in that game was a motion that was timed poorly, snapped it right into the motion man, and they fumbled the football.
Yeah.
Like that.
That was on the first two episodes, and I want to watch two. That was the ultimate thing because just like you just said, everybody was waiting to hear and got mad about what he was saying. Yep. When I heard that, I was like, oh.
Well, I'm kind of mad about that.
Yeah. Because I always say this, and I truly do believe this. Your players are best when you do what they do best, not necessarily fitting them, especially when you bring somebody from the outside in. Michael is in.
He's in there.
He's in. Yeah. And so he's got the concept that Kurt ain't ever ran nothing like this.
Nope.
Yeah. Kurt ain't been no motion guy. Kurt ain't no damn pistol guy.
And I realize that like 15, 20 plays in the preseason, whatever, probably isn't going to fix all of that stuff. But it is wild because this is what happens every time, right? They're always like, they're fine. We can get it done with the amount of stuff we have. And then it goes bad. And then later on, they can be like, we weren't ready yet.
Can I ask you?
Why did you keep telling us you were fine?
We'll go back to this when we were having fun. We were making fun of the Braves about something.
Yeah.
I think it might have been something the Snicker said. Like, well, it works for other teams. Well, what happens when good teams who don't play their quarterbacks in the preseason or their starters come out and play well?
Yeah, it's
just a good player.
No, it's true.
It's so funny when it works that way.
Definitely. No, I mean, when it goes bad, you pick up on all the possible reasons why it may have gone bad.
Yes.
I'm not talking about that so much as I'm talking about how, and I understand, they're not going to tell us in the moment, Kirk's overwhelmed by the offense, this Sunday might be ugly. But like when they're all like, it's fine, he's up to speed, this is great, we feel great, and then it looks bad, and then the next year they're like, he probably wasn't up to speed yet.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's like, we knew that. And that's why when we said that back then, we weren't crazy. But you reacted to us like we were crazy for saying maybe he won't be ready yet because you're asking him to do a lot of stuff that he's never done before. But what do we know?
Yeah.
What do we know? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some college football conversation. Deion Sanders, Big 12 Media Day. He said one, I haven't heard the quote yet. I read the headline. I'm interested to hear what he said about a salary cap in college football, because I was surprised to hear him say that. We'll all hear him say it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.